You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link,
do
something.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Ay, papi!
Let's go!
Let's go. Look at this. Welcome to another Prem Show. How's Nutmeg doing? Look at that.
He's moving a little bit, but he's snoring. Look at him.
Can't disturb his sleep, okay? Just, you know, the silly comedian at home making noise. No, I'm not going to bother him, okay?
He's going over here to girl like, yo, I'm not going to lie. He's a little chatty when I try to sleep. You know what I mean?
Look, I'll be honest. It'll be kind of better if it was just us two, you know?
Maybe we should rethink us adopting him, you know? Like, okay. No.
Look, how difficult is it to put a puppy on a lease, really? Okay.
Right? Can we return Christian to the breeder you got him from?
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yay. I'm Alexis Guerrero-Rose.
All right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show on Twitch. Okay.
That's right. It's also the gulliest.
All right. Yes.
Luke Stergio said, wait, where's Colo Blanco? I know. Where's Armad right now?
Bro. I feel naked on here. All right.
Is he streaming instead of modding? I don't know. Modifying? What happens to this Twitch stream?
Yes. Welcome to the Prem Show. We taped the show live on Twitch with our Twitch chat with an audience every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're listening to this podcast, that is where, if you want to be part of the show, that's where you got to come through. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. And exciting news, we hit our 600 follower goal over the weekend. So thank you to everyone who follows us on here. We really, Twitch has become like a really, really fun thing for us to do. You know, we're all stuck at home. We're trying to figure out what to do. We're trying to figure out how to, you know, still do some sort of comedy, still interact with people, still, like, you know, because as stand-up comics, we you know how much we love just being on stage and being like, hey, this guy gets it, and we get to do that.
But what do you do? Where are you from? We could do that here.
We could do that here, okay? It really fills that void that we have in our lives. So, and
by the way, shouts to Colo Blanco, who got here pretty late, but got here anyway.
Yes, he goes, I'm here, and pants frantically, okay? Yeah,
that's right. Skirts frantically, whatever you're into.
Or blouse frantically, do whatever you know,
want to
do.
Yo, one of the cool things for everyone listening, right? And thank you, everyone who listens. Hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review for our podcast, man. This has been a minute since we've gotten a bunch. Maybe we should start reading them on here. That'd be dope.
We can do that.
Start showing them on here. But leave a funny review and we'll read it. We'll give you a shout out on the show. But the cool thing is that, like, for everyone listening, they're like, yo, it seems like they're having so much fun over on that Twitch stream. Yo, we is, dog. Where are you?
Not we are. We is.
No, we is. We got to talk in Twitch, my G.
Okay. It's a different language out here. but have been having a lot of fun on Twitch. I was mentioning it before we started recording, but I just did a really fun show called the Immigrant Comedy Jam hosted by Lucy Pohl, who is this is what I love about Twitch, is that there's such a vibrant gaming community, and not simply just people who are playing FIFA. That has been my experience on Twitch, but people who play other games. And
right, if you think about it, there's three games, right? That's how I think of the world. There's the FIFA people.
Yeah.
There's the Call of Duty people.
Yeah.
And then there's the Fortnite people.
Yes, and there's
and
also,
that's it. That's everybody. That's how I view it.
There's more games too. It's crazy.
Oh shit!
but Overwatch is also a very big game, and Lucy Pohl is one of the voice actors for the game. And I was on this comedy show, and we did like improv games. I did stand up, and then we did some improv games with all these voiceover actors from games. And it was like really, really cool. Everyone was like super funny. A lot of them also come from the comedy world, like from the improv world and things like that. So it was really, really cool.
Yeah, because we're the only ones with time to audition for everything. Okay. That's how I got BoJack Horseman. I was just like, I don't know. I got nothing to do. I'll go to this
really,
audition.
That's really the secret to our success, just being available. Okay.
100% it's a huge thing. Sometimes you just got to show up.
Yeah. So I believe she does a show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. twitch.tv/YouLoveLucy. And Lucy is spelled L-U-C-I-E. Give her a follow. The show is really, really fun. You can watch the show I did. I did some stand-up, and I was on for the whole thing, and it was really, really cool. So please go check that out. All right. So obviously, this just a reminder, obviously, the puppy cam is always available when people subscribe. So it's free to subscribe. If you have Amazon Prime, subscribe to our Twitch channel, and we will go to the puppy, Nutmeg. All right,
there it is.
And I want to just start. Look, he is.
Look at him. He's preparing himself. He knows he's on camera now, boy.
He's giving us a show. All right. So I was mentioning that he got his. He went to the groomer, and he got his first cut. His first puppy cut. He got his nails done. Okay, he got the Maddie, the petty.
Okay, a little shoulder rub, the little elbow in the shoulder.
Okay, he's had a rough go. You know, it's been of his 5 months of existence.
It's stressful, dude. You know, he came into a COVID world. You know,
he doesn't know anything else. Okay,
yeah. It's very stressful.
So, but he did just get his puppy cut. So some people, it's hard to tell that there's much of a difference. So people listening, you're really missing out. You really got to get on this.
Also, Morgan Tenza's out. She said goodbye because she said, Judy, her mom made chicken parm. So I'm out. Love y'all. Yeah, no, I get it. Enjoy.
Well, no, don't leave before I show the puppy cup.
Tell Judy not to take the chicken parm out the oven just yet.
Nutmeg. So this is the before photo.
Okay, in the USA kit.
Okay, this was obviously celebrating the U.S. Women's National Team.
Looking very confident.
Okay, and then this is after the cut. Tell me if you spot any differences.
Not really. It just looks like you washed him.
Well, he did get washed, but
the hair is fluffier.
The hair is fluffier, less curly.
Yeah.
Or especially around his face. He just looks like a puffier version of him. So you can see his eyes more. You can see his eyes are like...
His snout is more defined.
Correct.
Now.
Yes, because that's the hair that was blocking his eyesight was cut. So look at that. Fluff Meg. That's been the new...
So floofy. All right.
Okay.
Morgan stuck around for that. Floof Meg. Floof Meg is pretty dope.
Okay. We have so many options for social handles for Nutmeg.
If I sat here and showed pictures of a before and after for my haircut, no one would care. But because it's a puppy, everyone freaks out.
Hey, it's impressive, you know, what he did. Okay.
Dog did nothing. He just stood there while he got his hair cut.
So we're excited about today's show. We have a lot to discuss. And again, put it in the chat if there's anything you think that we should talk about. Do you want to start where should we start? Champions League, Premier League, where to begin? Because or the Klopp interview or the Lampard video of him talking about Paul Pogba.
I didn't see that.
I put it in the Slack, Alexis.
I haven't seen it recently.
there's a lot to that we can go with.
Let's talk about Champions League because that just happened.
Yes. All right. Let's do that. Okay. So some of the results today. The last one that just happened that I watched, Manchester United against PSG. We were just talking last week about how Manchester United they should just play all their games in the Champions League. Forget the Premier League. They're done with that league. But no, they got kind of rocked back into reality. And I mean, PSG were pretty good here. The game was 1-1 for a long time. I think the highlights of this match
happened in 60 seconds.
what are you referring to?
Whatchamacallit, the goal by Neymar and then Fred with the red card.
Yes. Oh, well, I was going to mention Martial missing unbelievable chances. This game, Manchester United should have been leading, and the ball that I forgot who crossed it, but the ball was right in front of him. All he had to do was tap it in, and he skies it over the bar. He had a horrendous game. I mean, he had a pretty bad game with some really, really great chances.
Who had a great one? Even Wan-Bissaka, who I consider one of the best defenders in the league right now, also had a bad match. Maguire continued to have a bad match, you know. Yeah. He's just had one long match. I mean, one long bad match. Like if you look at it, I don't think it just didn't feel like it felt like either they were really tired or they weren't prepared. And it's not like they haven't seen PSG. They played great against them previously.
Okay. Saw 1706. Thank you for the sub. Appreciate it. Let's go. A quick nutmeg cam.
Hey, with the head off the pillow thingy.
Four sauce. Okay. He's getting his energy up. He'll be up and good to go real soon. So the the red card and then the iconic photo from the game when so McTominay was really marking Neymar the entire game, and this is
on paper.
Look, Neymar really wanted to mark him right back because this was a foul on McTominay, and then McTominay is beginning to step over, but he's like stepping backwards over Neymar, and then this happens. So pretty incredible. For people listening, it is Neymar. When I saw the game live, it just seemed like he was pushing McTominay by the thighs, like the upper thigh area, like pushing him off of him because he was walking over him. And when this photo, the timing of it is really just
the angle, the timing, the lighting.
Or very fortunate. I can't. Yeah.
In the background, it was like, baby, come to me.
Baby, come on me. Anyway. So, no.
This baby, is... put your stuff all on me.
Nick Lay said, this podcast just got an X rating.
Yeah, dude.
Boyd Martin just said, Hadouken.
Twitch.porn. Yes.
he's pushing him off of him, but it's like the angle is looks like he's just reaching for the McTominay family jewels. Okay.
Yeah,
really trying to inspect them.
He wants McTominay to relax. Okay. And who are we?
Okay, he wants to turn McTominay into McTominay. Okay.
Or McTominay yawn, which for some of us.
Okay, yeah. Well, people react differently to it, you know.
look, it works in different ways for everyone else. Some architect said two-fisting him, jeez.
Judd on the bench said, is that how James got injured? Oh yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but as when that happened, the ref actually took the red card out, but just to fan himself. You know what I mean? Like, it was
Neymar gave me the vapors. Okay.
Neymar, I'm verklempt over here.
Oh my God! Some architect with Neymar usually milks it for all it's worth. You love to see it.
The greatest fan in all of Twitch.
Okay, we love the puns, the entendres. Yeah. Go for it.
I thought the fact that he didn't get punished for it was just a stroke of genius.
Okay. All right. There's so much fun to be had here. I think Judd on the bench just mentioned the RB Leipzig and Istanbul Basaksehir game, which I did not watch. I made a huge mistake and I watched the wrong game.
So I don't know if you know this, Fubo TV, shouts to Fubo TV. Mm-hmm. You could watch two games at once. You could watch up to four games at once on your screen, and you could highlight which one you want the audio from. So I had both the Chelsea match versus it doesn't matter because they destroyed them. And on the left side, I had the match we're talking about here, Manchester United versus PSG. For some reason, I did not put the other one, the Istanbul's Başakşehir, for no reason. Everyone's, and then people are tweeting about how amazing it is. And I was like, oh, I should do that. And then I just forgot to do it.
Because I saw it was 3-0, and I'm like, well, then that's that. Who's
right.
Gonna,
well, we why, good.
Yeah, let me see, you know, some other, like, and then to you know, maybe look, I'm not a completely aware of, you know, Istanbul Basaksehir's accolades. I don't know how difficult it was for them to get to the Champions League. So it's difficult to, I don't have any storyline or connection. So it's, that's, you know, my bias, you know, didn't allow me to go and flip over to that game.
That's weakness on your part. I don't know why I also voted for this, but of course, Colo Blanco put a poll. Who's who in that photo? Is Christian McTominay or is Alexis McTominay? Is Christian Neymar or is Alexis Neymar? And I also voted for Alexis's Neymar, who just won.
Okay. All right. Stop the count. There he is.
Wait till I get Giuliani on the phone and we figure out what's happening around here.
So I got to go watch the highlights of that game because obviously it's pretty nuts. But all I saw, the final score, it was a 92nd minute goal. Which, I mean, you got to feel bad for Istanbul, right? Didn't Istanbul get a free kick, if I'm not mistaken?
I mean, I'm happy for RB Leipzig, even though everyone hates them just because of Adams. Tyler Adams is on there.
Why does everyone hate RB Leipzig because of Tyler Adams?
No, everyone hates RB Leipzig. No one likes RB Leipzig, but I want them to do well because of Tyler Adams. Okay. You know, everyone in Turkey hates Istanbul Başakşehir.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because that's Erdogan's team, and he's like, you know, he's helping him out a little bit, you know.
Okay, yeah, and it's good when like such a kind man does.
Yeah, a guy with no controversy following him.
There was a I did see this highlight. There was a free kick from Kvecci,
who we all know.
I want to play it because it was really incredible, but I can't find it on Twitter. I don't know.
Old ass Corey said McTominay is the nutmeg cam and Neymar is his chat.
It's amazing. Okay, yeah. So the bend on this ball was just really, really incredible. So I'll just play. Is this the from Twitter? Let's play. I mean, let me not play the full screen. I don't care. I don't know if that's some sort of issue.
We get locked.
I mean, it's...
Yo, when your keeper don't even look at it, the keeper's like, bro, but tell me when he hits it. Why are they celebrating?
A banger, bro. Like, I mean, it's just like... And there's no, like... I'm sure there was some movement on it because that's why the keeper didn't move. But, oh, look at this snarl. That was incredible.
Yeah.
just direct. Just right to the point. He's like, nah, I ain't doing... all of this other stuff.
Why we gotta do all the other shit? I'm gonna just hit it right there.
Just with an absolute brute force. But no, beautiful free kick.
Ahmed Abdi said, nobody likes RB because Red Bull skirted the rules to buy a lower division, pump money until they reach UCL 50+1. No, I know why they hate him. One of my favorite things about when we were in Germany, which you have the Eintracht Frankfurt jersey behind you,
mm-hmm.
And the Germany kit behind you as well.
Correct.
When we went to the Eintracht Frankfurt versus Bayern Munich, remember the match that Bayern lost 5-1 to Eintracht and ended up Kovac got fired? Kovacic?
No,
Kovac.
Kovac.
Outside, they were selling fuck RBL or fuck RB scarves.
Yes.
The team's not playing.
The team's not even playing.
Anywhere near it.
You want to support this movement from in this game that has nothing to do with this team? But no, that it in Germany, we were in Frankfurt and we were in Dusseldorf, and both cities were very clear on how they felt about RB Leipzig.
Yeah, they don't leave anything to the imagination, much like Neymar. Luke Stergia said, right to the point, which is what you said about the free kick, just like Neymar's fists. All right.
Okay, the fist seems aggressive.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what I love about Neymar is he's not a complex lover. You know what I mean? He gets right in.
To the point. So Chelsea did defeat Sevilla 4-0, which is kind of a surprise. What Sevilla is this puzzling team where they dominate Europa League. They won like seven of them. But then in Champions League, they look like a Europa League team. So pretty wild to get dominated like this. This is not what Lopetegui was expecting. A hat trick from Olivier Giroud, Pulisic. I know I have on FotMob. I have Pulisic as favorited. You know, give me notifications whenever Pulisic is playing, whether he's starting and what his rating is. He got a 6.8.
Not great.
Not great. I mean, did he get any?
Did he get injured? No. That's a 9.9 as far as I'm concerned.
He didn't get any assists or anything, but I'm sure, you know what? I'm sure he had a good time out there. That's all that matters.
A bunch of people put this. Sauce1706 said Chelsea didn't play today. Giroud did. Luke Stergio said Giroud with a complete hat trick. Board Martin says Giroud defeated Sevilla. Giroud looked unstoppable. He looked like, give me playing time, coach.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of sitting on the bench. And look, I think he can move in January, and I don't see why Arsenal wouldn't try bringing him back.
Really?
Right now, Arsenal is only crossing from the wings. That's all they've done for multiple matches. They've barely played the ball centrally. It's perfect for Giroud. You can see it.
I mean, look, we talk every week about, you know, what's wrong with Arsenal? What are they going to do? But I know...
Well, we haven't figured it out because they're in 14th place, man.
This guy, Thomas Partey... He's been injured, right?
He's injured through the end of the year.
Ooh, that's the one. You know,
we won FA Cup without him. So can we win a couple matches in the Premier League without him?
Yeah, I don't love this midfield for Arsenal.
I don't know. I'm a big Mikel Arteta fan, but I'm very frustrated because it's like, what are you doing with Ceballos? Why is Ceballos not playing as forward as he used to be? Like, he was the guy that was pinging the ball, and if we're going to go with two strikers, one of them have to get good service. Somebody said this on Twitter, I don't know who, saying it's not Aubameyang's job. It's not like Aubameyang getting better doesn't make the team better. The team needs to get better to make Aubameyang better. Like, he's not getting the service. It's not that he's not finishing. It's that he's not giving the balls to finish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again. Neymar is like, I'll find him for you.
okay. I have like a, you know, some sort of, I have a ball detector. I
can't. Yeah, it's a bit of a sixth sense.
Oh, my goodness. So
Taking the LA Galaxy approach by IPQ16. You're right. And it's freaking frustrating.
Speaking of Arsenal, I do want to get into this because so we can get into some, at least some depth into this. The Arsenal match, obviously they lost to Wolverhampton, but the clash of heads from David Luiz and Raul Jimenez, which was, I mean, absolutely. You know what? It almost didn't look as brutal as it sounded.
They kept playing it too,
bro.
You could hear Raul Jimenez's skull fracture. I mean, that's what that sound was.
Yeah,
I do not know how they let David Villa finish the half. I do not know. David Villa? My bad. David Luiz. I don't know how they let David Luiz, sorry, everyone, finish the half. It looked horrific. And his head was bleeding through the gauze?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? And then the other guy got carted out.
Yeah.
John on the bench said Alexis got hit in the head. Yeah, I mean, many times.
Dude, what's the Cooligan's concussion protocol? Because we got to really look into it.
I'm just following a pen before every episode.
Everyone, just in case, I have to figure out a way to mute Slack. So you might be hearing Slack messages. So sorry if you think you're getting Slack messages. So apology. I will sort that out in the next time we do this. But David Luiz continuing to play the game, and then he leaves at halftime because he basically was saying, like, it hurts for me to head the ball. The fact that he came back into the game, he has obviously caused an incredible stir because we knew everyone had a good idea that was probably a bad idea. And what I mean, who's to blame? Is it the player? Obviously, the player just wants to play. Is it the coach? Is
the player's not going to say no? The player's not going to say no. It's up to the coach to be like, yeah, no. The answer is no. You're not going back in.
Yeah, really? It's just simply the coach to make that kind of. If the coach is listening to the medical team, why would he go against what they're saying?
Here's why, and here's my answer to this, because I've been asked this before, because I've said this before. You're not just a coach. You're the manager. He actually got promoted from head coach to manager at the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
He is now the manager. Your job is to manage the squad. That's a part of managing the squad. You take, like a college coach tells the parents when they're going out and they're trying to get the kids to agree to go to that school. They'll say, I'll take care of your son. It's similar to me in soccer. It's like, you're the coach. Your job is to make sure this kid doesn't come back missing a part of his skull. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I know David Luiz isn't necessarily a child, but that dude is, you're managing the squad. You're saying who goes in and who goes out. It's your job at that moment. You're the one who makes that final decision to look at the medical staff and say, yo, what should we do? And if they're like, I think he could stay in, you got to make a gut check at that moment. Dude, if they're wrapping the dude's head, you know what I mean? And he couldn't stand up. Remember, he had to go back on a knee. He couldn't stand up after it. It's like, and the other guy's getting carted out on a stretcher. It's not like David Luiz's knee hit him in the head. That was head to head.
Yeah.
If and one dude's head fractured, the other dude can't be in the best condition.
Yeah. I don't know as a medical staff, as a coaching staff, as a teammate, I don't know how you hear that sound and like trust that the person's like, yeah, I'm good. No, what are you talking about? Like,
you know what it reminded me of? I don't know. Have you ever played golf?
Just regular golf?
Yeah.
Not like not at a golf course, but like silly, you know, like putty, you know, like
have you ever been to like one of those, like what are those? The putting, not the putting greens, like the
driving range. No, I've never done that.
All right. Well, if you like I've played golf and I can't remember, but the main silly putty, hilarious. yeah, have you ever played Golden Tee, dude? We just talked about something else completely.
Mini golf. That's what I call it.
Yeah, you're talking about mini golf. No, there's the ball, the thing that you, the driver, the big club. Mm-hmm. If you hit it right, there's a certain sound that comes out of it. It's like a boonk. It's like a very specific sound, like. You know, like as soon as the thing is hit, you're just like, oh, like, yo, that dude hit it right at the perfect spot. That's exactly that sound. It's like everyone knew, like, you know, like when you hit a home run with an aluminum bat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that. It's like that perfect, or like the other sound of my youth, like a dodgeball hitting the wall behind you. Boom. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're like, oh, this dude's throwing hard. That's like, those sounds are innate. You know what I mean? Like, we know what those are. It's like being in the forest and you hear a twig break. You're like, oh no, I'm going to die. You know what I mean? Dude, homie. Like, Nick, as soon as you heard those two heads come together.
Yeah. Nick Lace just said, can we pay to watch Alexis play golf?
I was good. I was a little dog leg, Alexis, but I was pretty good.
Alexis will not go play golf unless there's like corrupt politicians that he's trying to grease up, you know?
Yeah, I only did it to make deals, baby. I'm walking around with a cigar in my mouth.
Yeah, you need the authentic experience, you know?
I made some pretty sketchy deals on golf courses, dude. They're great. The cart with the booze comes by, a couple of Bloody Marys for the squad.
Yeah,
get them juiced up. By hole 18, I got whatever the fuck I wanted. It was the best.
Yep. I'm getting in game shape, you know? All right.
You know?
Get that Gatorade away. Give me a damn daiquiri, bro.
Alexis doesn't use a golf cart. He uses a scooter. Hilarious. Imagine. So I'm like, boys, it's electric.
Oh my goodness. Just leaving the tracks all over the course.
I'm doing donuts.
Oh my goodness. So just really, really, I hope Raul Jimenez, I know, got surgery to repair a fracture. I don't know how serious it is.
They said the team released a statement saying that he's comfortable, which freaked me out.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just some type of, you know, English to American style of writing translation, but comfortable made it seem like he was in really bad straits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And comfortable doesn't make it feel like he's great. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Comfortable make it seem like, hey,
Yeah, because he was unconscious. He left unconscious. I mean, there's just, yeah. I mean, it was scary. And it's like, it's, you know, it is, especially for, you know, there aren't many Mexican players in the Premier League. Like Raul Jimenez is you know, he's like where Chicharito was when he went to Manchester. You know what I mean? He's that guy now. He's the face. You know, the Wolves made a damn kit in the Mexican flag. I mean, he is a superstar. And I know, you know, I was seeing a lot of like our kind of our Mexican friends, and then just like Liga MX, like Twitter, and like it's sad. You know, you feel bad already for him, but then to see how much he means to people, to see that. So hopefully he is back sooner than later.
Golo Blanco said 2 months till he can go back to training minimum, which I would imagine it's more than that. The dude had surgery on his skull.
Yeah.
And it could be 6 months, if not more, with a helmet.
All right. I mean, look, and then that's there's who's like Aiko Parra at Minnesota United. He wears the guard. So this might be just something that, you know, that he has to do or wants to do or something like that. It
very well could be the end of his career. I don't think it will be, but it very well could be.
It's scary, man. I mean, I've taken like knocks playing soccer here and there, but I've never, I'm just at an age where I'm like, if there's a 50-50 ball, I'm like, you know what? This is more of a 100-0. Like, you got this one.
You're patting the dude on the back as he's jumping for it. Good job, buddy.
I'm like, I'm not risking anything. So that stuff is scary, man. I mean, whatever.
You see on Sunday League where like the guys are like, you know, really jamming the ball with their forehead. They're like swinging their neck around. It's like, what are you trying to get signed, my G? we're all doing this for a free beer at the pub that's on our shirt. Yeah.
Okay. So Mike was
Luke Stergio, by the way, said drunk Alexis playing golf is content I want to see. And Alexis, is that what you're posting on your OnlyFans? Oh yeah, dude. And Punk Rock Dad 81 said Alexis playing golf in a tracksuit? ? Yo, that would be fire.
Dude, that's a Sopranos episode, I think.
Yeah.
Mike Wonder said FIFA or the FA need to do something, concussion protocol or something. Yeah, I don't know what leagues handle it better than any others. I mean, I can't recall, you know, I would say that at least the for all the lawsuit that the NFL went through, I think scared every other sport of like, all right, we have to kind of be a little bit more conscious of it. I think MLS has been... I can't praise anybody, but I feel like there's been at least I see it talked about more. Taylor Twellman is like on the forefront. He's
the poster child of
look
what happens when you don't monitor concussions.
Yeah, yeah. Kyle Martino as well. He also talked about it a lot because of all the, you know, all after all the concussions, he, you know, dealt with, like, he just deals with depression and all these other things. So at least I sort of see that, and I don't know if I get that from the FA or from England in general. Obviously, we're not there, so, you know, it's
tough too because they view soccer so differently than we view it here. For them, it's like such a tough guy sport. Like, get stuck in is something they like to say, you know. And it's like,
yeah,
I mean, you know, even stuff like mental health is not something that they take. And maybe they do, but it just from the outside looking in, it doesn't seem like they take it too seriously. Or at least the fans are like a bit more, you know, what does it matter? Oh, if he could play, if he wants to play, it's his body, you know. And I think it's just such a tough position to put people in because when you have a concussion, you can't be the one to make that decision. There was a guy, they mentioned this during the broadcast. I forget what it was. It was the World Cup final where a guy had a really bad head collision and he got up and said he was okay to play. And like 20 minutes later, he asked the ref, "Where am I?" And the ref said, "You're in a World Cup final." And he was like, "Oh." And they ended up having they're like, "Yeah, well, this guy needs to go. He's had too much. Cut him off, you know?"
Yeah. I mean, at that point, when the guy is like, "Man, that's awesome. I always dreamed about this as a kid." And you're like, "You know what?
Who's playing? Me?"
Whoa, I must have been great in training.
He's like, "Dude, it sucks that I made it all the way to the World Cup final and I have this horrible headache." And seemingly great seats.
The Mike Wonder said, "The NFL, I think, has handled it, and they should be the archetype." Yeah, look, and they were, I don't want to praise the NFL too much because their hands were forced, without a doubt. I mean, they were afraid of all the really a class action lawsuit, and that's really what led to changes. But the NFL does have a very strict policy where as soon as they sense that somebody may have a concussion, like the player has to go through this like week long protocol, and they usually don't. If they when they're going through the protocol, they usually don't end up making it to the next game. They usually have to like miss one game.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that we should that England should consider. But they want to be the best league in the world. They're gonna have to be the leaders of this as well.
Nick Lazeman said, when I played football in college, American football in college, one of my friends got concussed and walked up to me after a play and asked, "What inning is it?"
I mean, it's sad, but it's hilarious, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely hilarious.
I mean, it's like we have to laugh at the absolute terror that this, can cause, man. It's just unbelievable.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break it with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last during quarantine, Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, we are. There's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's
booty pic, booty pic, booty pic, sandwich.
Sam, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, homewrecker.
Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Hey, even though we just talked about it.
Exactly, but you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any level. You can join. You can give like $5, $10. You can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So it's if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining. And it definitely helps the show grow, so we can do a bunch of other fun things. You know, in 2021, when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So.
Plus, you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining. Stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now. I don't know if I've had a concussion. I fell ice skating once in Prospect Park, and I completely blacked out. I have no memory of falling. All I remember is waking up. So look, it's not as sexy as some danger. I was figure skating, okay?
Yeah. Dope pics.
I was trying to get into amateur figure skating, and I fell, but I have no memory of falling. All I remember was my friend Matt. Because this is when I was playing hockey, so I was we would go skating just to like practice and whatever, and he's like Christian, and he's like literally like smacking me in the face, and I'm like what? I'm like I did the thing. I was like, yo, why are you above? And like, I was basically Neymar and McTominay was above me. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, why are you get out of here? Like, yeah. This is too much.
Ooh, let me nap.
And then I realized I'm like, why am I here? And I wasn't even like. I was like in the middle of the rink, like literally they had to clear the rink. You know how embarrassing?
Yeah, no, they always do that. I've seen that before. I saw that at a skating rink, not an ice skating rink, at a skating rink. Okay. Like a dude was trying to be like silly and he did that thing where you get down and like your one leg is straight. It looks like you're sitting and your one leg is straight and you're skating on just the one bent leg.
Yeah.
And fuakata right into the pole that's in the middle.
Yeah.
And everybody's
laughing. When you hear the fuakata, you know.
Waka does not good. It's not a good thing. Hey, yo, went right into the fucking center pole that, you know, you're supposed to skate around that bad boy. Yeah, you know what I mean? And, dude, it was hilarious. We were laughing. His face was bleeding. We knew the kid. And they were like, everyone was really worried about him.
That made it okay because we knew him. Well, why are you not a stranger? We're going to laugh at a stranger. Why are we monsters?
Everybody was laughing. And they're like, one of the people said, like, yo, we got to call his mom. And my buddy goes, his mom don't want him no more. And we laughed at that. It was
she's done with him. Don't bother.
The poor kid is just like on the floor knocked out. And we's just getting roasted.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So that was my concussion. I mean, I don't even know if it was a concussion. Maybe I just passed out or blacked out because I went to the doctor like a day or two later. And he was like, I don't even know. He just did one of these, and I'm like, it's 2 days later. Am I still going to have effects or whatever? I felt fine, and I didn't have any issues, but people told me to make sure to go to go to a doctor.
I didn't have a concussion, but one time I was playing basketball. It was coaches versus parents, and I had taken over a team that my buddy, who could no longer take care, manage his team, it was like community service. So I took over the rest of the team. It was seventh and eighth grade girls. And I had them set up like goons, yo. I had them playing full court press. I had them fouling. And they were like the 90s Knicks. It was amazing, right? And just like the 90s Knicks, we actually did what we won on a three-pointer in the last second, ooh, which is crazy. We won the championship as well. Well, anyway, all the parents hated me because of that. So when we played coaches versus parents, they came after me. They were pushing me. They were fouling me like crazy. One of the parents played Division I at for the Florida Gators. One of the other parents like played like Division II basketball and like made it to Europe or something like that. It was like crazy. Well, I pump faked. This is when I was skinny as hell too. I pump faked and the dude jumped to try to like block it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me draw the foul. So I kind of came up, but not too far out. And I went like that to just do the thing. And as I went like this, I just remember my lights went out. That's all I remember. And I hit the ground and I rolled a little bit and I got up and I was like, man, I feel dizzy. And someone's like, yo, there's blood all over your face. And I was like, no, there's not. He bit me. His mouth was open. But the wild thing is his top row of teeth went through his bottom row of teeth and went right into my head. And I had bite marks on the top of my head. What hit me hard was his chin. His chin hit me in the back of the head, but he was falling forward. He was jumping. He wanted to hit it so hard that he kind of was like going forward. And his top row of teeth went through his bottom lip into my head with such force that they went through his bottom lip, cleared, like clean, like blood everywhere and into my head. It was sick, dude. There was blood everywhere. And my wife was like, at the time I was dating her, and she's like, you got to get an AIDS test. You know, I was like, everyone's like, what? What do you think this dad's doing?
Senor Shiny OW said, did you get the foul though?
Yo, I got the foul. You want to hear something funny? So I said I was dizzy, right? But I said, yo, I'm good. I was like, yo, I'm good. And the ref's like, all right, two free throws, right? So bounce, bounce, bounce. I shoot one as hard as I possibly can because my arms felt weak. And airballed in front of the rim. And the ref was like, go to the hospital. Like, I couldn't even get the second one. I had to go to the hospital.
That's a concussion symptom. Yeah. Yeah, airballs at the free throw line. We got
it. The ref is like, you're out of here, chief. It was great. I ended up having to get glue because they couldn't stitch because there was such small marks. So they glued the top of my head for like 2 weeks. It was great.
Okay. Well. I mean,
this is what you tune into, right? Premier League talk.
And that explains why you can't remember anyone's name.
Okay?
We figured it out. Okay. Yeah. So it's interesting. We talk about this stuff, and there's so many interesting stories and things in the chat of like people dealing with concussions. Lousy human value, just said, I've seen a couple of head injuries up close that have terrified me for life, specifically a girl I played against in college that went in and out of consciousness until the ambulance arrived. Like,
Jesus,
it's really, really terrifying. I mean, look, it just really shows you how fragile the human body is, even though we think we're invincible.
Right, Christian, this isn't
careful,
fireside chats,
boys and girls. Okay,
Mike Wonder put he got mankind, which I don't know what that means. I think it's a wrestling thing.
Mick Foley was what was it called? The thing that the mandible claw. That was his move. Remember, he would stick his. He would take the sock puppet and put his hand in your mouth. It's really bad.
So there's a comedian named Justy Dodge who did Gotham Comedy Live, which is a live TV show of stand-up. It was great. And her host was Mick Foley.
Yeah.
So he stood off. He stood off to the side. Well, he didn't really do stand-up.
I mean, he does stand-up shows.
He got on stage. And he even says, he's like, I'm not really a stand-up. He's like, I just like to go talk to people. But there was a bunch of former professional wrestlers in the audience. So one of them was like, not Mr. Perfect, but like somebody who worked with Mr. Perfect. I don't know anything about wrestling, but somebody was telling me a lot. Like, it was a lot of fans there. So Mick Foley goes, people are kind of like, he would get off stage and people would want to talk to him. And it's loud. You can't do that. But you can't really leave the stage area. So he had to find a space where nobody talked to him, which was standing next to me. He's a pretty tall guy. And I leaned over and I said, yo, I don't know who you are. Like, I know who you are. I don't know anything about you. But people really freak out when they see you. And he goes, it's unbearable. It's just like, it is a lot.
Yeah, I mean, the wrestling fans are intense.
Like they don't stop. They're like sharks. They just keep coming after. It was funny, like when they would cut to commercial or something like that, people would get up and they'd all run to him to go talk to him.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Okay. All right. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was this video, this interview that this guy did, that Frank Lampard.
I did see this, by the way. I watched it on mute. And yeah, I was like, I remember seeing this.
Okay.
So if everyone says I'm not prepared, I was. Somebody said I'm slacking because you said you put it in the Slack. Very funny.
Okay, so this is a video of basically, you'll see the tweet now. This is Frank Lampard talking about Paul Pogba, when Mourinho was the United manager.
And I don't know how old this video is, but they're at a conference without masks, so I'm assuming old.
Yeah, so it seems like it was done a while ago, but it led to a lot of criticism from a lot of people. Because of the comments that he made. So just let's watch this. It is 1 minute and 40 seconds long. So take a look.
I agree with Alex in terms of, and Neil actually, about, I don't know what Paul Pogba quite is. He makes bad decisions as a midfield player, like bad basic decisions, and then he does something really fantastic. And I can imagine that wrecking Jose Mourinho's head, because he's going, well, I want you in my team for that fantastic stuff, but then there's other stuff that's really not good for the team. So Mourinho's only way to deal with it is to... Well, what he did, he tried to shock him and embarrass him out of it and said, well, I'm going to call you out a few times mid-season. And I'm not sure Pogba got the point. That's my worry. I'm not sure he got the point, because I still see him making those decisions, the slightly bad ones.
And you'll see it from from the absolute inside, having played in exactly the same position.
Yeah, and Paul Pogba is naturally more talented than I was. I mean, in the box I could get there, and I worked hard to score goals. But in terms of attributes, he had a run all over me. He's got better feet in terms of how he can dribble with it. But there's no point in dribbling in your own half as a midfield player, unless you really have to get out of trouble. So all that kind of flick and roll of the studs and all that stuff looks great. I'm not a big advocate for that. And you see a lot of young players go, oh, my God, look at that on YouTube. It's amazing. And I don't like it. And he has delved to that side too much. And I just know that if he was to actually catch the drift of what Mourinho's trying, I feel that he could actually be that player. His numbers are not good enough. Juventus, I think we've built up this kind of thing, this real magical thing that Pep was amazing at Juventus. I don't know how many of us watch Italian football, if we're honest, not that much of it. And I think he did well there and he progressed. But there's another progression he has to do.
Okay.
You know, this is the kind of shit that... This is the same thing that happened to Ozil. You know what I mean? It's like, if you've got flair, Neymar would be told he's not good enough because he's doing too many stepovers and shit. Like, or he's too much flair. It's like, that's part of the game. It's like, it's like a boxer that throws jabs. You know, obviously not Nate Robinson. speaking of concussions. It's like a boxer that people say, like, oh, he's dancing too much. That's part of it. Like, you have to draw the defender to you. You want to frustrate the defender. You know, you flex on him a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this, and we should kind of unpack each sort of thing that he said, because I don't – I think there are things that Lampard is right about or fair to criticize. DJ Minotti, thank you for this. Oh, there's a gift from Monkey. Thank you, Monkey.
Monkey's back, baby.
With the sub. Let's see what Nutmeg is up to. Obviously, whenever we get a sub, we go to the puppy cam. Nutmeg
shifted a little bit.
Shifted. He's in a different sleeping position, but still as comfy as ever, which is crucial. Okay. So So let's figure out exactly what, like Lampard is saying. So essentially, you know, he starts off with Paul Pogba makes bad decisions, right? And it's, you know, when he is wearing a Manchester United shirt, I can understand this sentiment. He occasionally I don't want to say he loses the ball, but he's not necessarily a guy that moves the ball forward as much as I think Manchester United expected. And that's been like, you know, he's a great player. I think that when it comes to the stuff that he's saying, that Lampard is saying, as far as like speed, I think his defensive ability is incredible, and I don't think he gets enough credit for it. But the my issue with him, his statement is the, look at like the kids today, they watching YouTube and they think all this. I don't like all that stuff. Like, all right, now you're sounding like a grandpa. You're not that.
That's
old.
Actually the only part I agree with him on.
I don't agree with him on that.
Everything else I disagree. And here's where I agree with him. I was talking to someone who's a coach, like a pretty big basketball coach in New York. And he was like, dude, the worst part is these kids come in here. Now they want to shoot threes from half court because that's what the highlights of the Splash Brothers. You know what I mean? Like all that. So like they're trying to emulate the highlights more than they are the game. So I kind of understand where that's coming from, and I kind of understand and agree. I don't agree. The game of soccer isn't 90 minutes of perfection. The game of soccer is finding those moments. If it was 90 minutes of perfection, the scores would look like basketball. The scores would be 99-68 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, again, Knicks were the ones with 68 in that scenario. But soccer is one of those things where, dude, it's like saying like, oh, the striker has too many missed shots. That's part of it. That means he's got a lot of shots. If Pogba's, you know, doing stuff that's stopping the team from advancing or scoring, then I understand. But I disagree that that's what's happening. If he finds those moments of brilliance, then that's why you pay him. It's because he has that tool to go to. He has that ceiling. It's higher than everyone else's. You can't expect him to be up there for the entire fucking time.
Yeah, so I look, and shouts to Colo Blanco for putting this poll up. Does the chat agree with Lampard? And right now, leading is I don't know. So this is some people saying we got a couple yeses and a couple maybes, but nobody is saying no, that they don't agree with him. I think there is. My main issue, because I think Pogba's ability really does come out in the fact that the dude, you can't get the ball from him, and he's a tall guy, and also able, he does like moves here and there, but the guy is so like skillful in this like lanky sort of way that he uses, like he's like a combination of like Neymar flicks and skills, but with the physical strength of just like you know, like a not a center, like almost a center back to some degree. Like he's that's what I love about Paul Pogba, the fact that he can be in the midfield and there's really not much you can do to get the ball away from him. And I think that and that's what I'm saying. When he plays for Manchester United, he makes bad decisions. When he's winning World Cups with France, bro, I mean, the guy looks like a magician. So
because they play to his strengths. Dude, you can't. The problem is that he's at Manchester United and they want everyone to be Paul Scholes. It's not going to happen, you know? Some people play differently. Ozil plays midfield differently. You know, this is the type of mentality that got Jordan Henderson to be player of the year. That guy doesn't. And I get why people can come up here and they can put it in the chat, they can flood why they think Jordan Henderson deserves that. But in a real world, that's not the most skilled player on, you know what I mean? He works hard and he runs hard and he's a good old boy from that neighborhood. And, you know, his dad was a factory, not worked at a factory. His dad was actually a factory and he made shoes, you know, and he grew up as a potter. It's like, that's the shit that they think about because they see themselves in that player.
And
but Pogba's got too much swag. They don't see themselves in that.
And that's why I have a problem with what Lampard is saying, because it does feel that way. It does. I'm not saying that it is, you know, like some blatant bias or racism, but it does have that tinge of it, of like, you know, they what is it? What these black people are dancing? What the dancing makes me uncomfortable. That's what
you
it
know.
Is.
You don't have to move your hips like that as a midfielder. And I don't think, by the way, I in no way, shape, or form do I think this is racist. It's
not.
Yeah,
not at all. It's just, but the rhetoric is there. That's
it's
what I'm
anti. It's anti different than what we know. And I don't want to say it's like anti foreign or anything because I know that that's way more of a heavy statement in a place like England. But it is different than, like, that's not how we play the game here.
Yeah,
you know, you run straight and you put your head down. You know, it's like that's what they want. It's like this idea. And it kind of gives me an idea as to why. And look, Chelsea's playing extremely well. Nothing against Chelsea. But it gives me an idea as to why players like Christian Pulisic and stuff are sort of, you know, well-liked at a place like Chelsea with a manager like Lampard. And why Mason Mount is, because these guys are like, put your head down, punch in, punch out.
Yeah.
You know, someone like, even like a Neymar or like a Gio Reyna even probably wouldn't get as much burn on Chelsea because he's like, hey, it's too much flesh.
Yeah.
You know?
I love John on the bench. He just wrote, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not right.
Yeah. You can, you know, when you read, you can't read it any other way. So,
yeah. He human Val said he clearly still makes bad decisions. Also, thanks for the penalty kisses, an Arsenal fan.
Yeah. That's right.
yes, thank you. Is Pogba too cool for Lampard? Is the poll? And I put yes.
I mean,
I think that's what it is. I think it's a similar saying of like, look, for 90 minutes, I want you to do all these things, and Pogba found a different way to sort of achieve the same thing. That's kind of how I feel, you know. He's sure. More Brazilian than he is English.
Okay. I mean, look, it's also, he's French, right? And there's a lot of really good players that come out of there, right? And, you know, you would think they would, instead of having the sort of traditional, like, you know, because I respect Frank Lampard has his philosophy on the game. He was maybe coached by whoever he was coached by, and it's like, this is how I think the game should be played, and that's why you bring in a manager to bring in their identity. So it's fine that he doesn't like it, but to, you know, he's lost to teams that have players like this, so it's right. It's a little bit you know, it's too dismissive, in my opinion. But he's also allowed to view the game however he wants. So
the one part also that I really like is that he gives you an insight into how Jose Mourinho works, which is to say, if you don't listen to what I'm saying, I'm going to call you out in public.
Yeah.
And that little bit of embarrassment is a sign to you to change, and Pogba wouldn't. So I like that at least he kind of let us peek behind the curtain a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's a comment that Mourinho has always been pretty vocal. Like, look what he's with Dele Alli, with whatever. Like, he's no stranger to being like, I'm going to call people out. But it's definitely tough with, like, superstars, right? Like, everyone deals with, every team has to deal with, like, how much should I admonish a player? They're getting paid all this money, they're getting all this attention. How much can I really go in on him? But Mourinho does not really care about that, and this is why he doesn't really have these long you know, stints at clubs. I mean, people, you know, he wins if he wins, and look, Tottenham are in first place. I mean, it'd be brutal if Tottenham ends up winning the league, but it's
please
not,
don't mention that ever again.
It's not crazy that a Mourinho led team can find success, and then in a couple of years they're like, you know what, I'm done. We're winning, we got all these trophies, but I'm tired of you.
Yeah, and that's what happens. He gets 3 years. He wins in the second year, and by the third year, it goes kaput. You
this
know,
this is his second year, right?
So this would be the year they win.
Okay, I know the Spurs fans in the chat are so excited that Alexis is rooting for your team.
It would kill me. It really would.
Okay. Is anything else? I mean, we can just wrap up by let's take a quick look at the table.
Well, hold on. We brought up Mourinho. We didn't even talk about he got Reguilón. Reguilón?
Reguilón.
Reguilón, but I don't think you're supposed to pronounce the G.
It's a Rejillon. There's a G there. Oh, Reji?
Yes, no, Rejillon.
G-U-I is Gi.
It's Rejillon. I'm pretty sure it's Rejillon. Which
is
by the way,
Spanish?
I believe he's Spanish.
Then it should be
well, anyway, yeah, no, he is Spanish because Jose Mourinho said, hey, we win, right? I think it was if you win, I'll buy you an Iberico ham, a Serrano ham, which is a $650 ham.
Okay.
Right? 500 pound. They won. He got him the ham. And he said that he was inspired to win because he wanted the ham. Now, I don't know about you, but this would get me going. You know what I mean? If you told me you were going to buy me, yeah, for the Spurs win over Man City. He's a $650 leg of ham. Do you know this, like, the kind you have to slice perfectly? Like,
yes, I saw a photo of it. I think we were looking for this recently. Okay, yeah, here it is. Let me put it up on screen because I didn't realize we had it here.
By the way, the shirt that Rejillon is wearing is ridiculous. Or the hoodie.
Okay, let's see. So this is... Okay, this is the image. Oh, wait, here it is.
Okay, so if you are looking at this, right, that's a very expensive cured leg of pork, right? Sometimes called the shoulder, even though it's the butt.
And just so people listening, this pork is thick, okay, with two C's. Maybe
two, it might three. Be three C's, okay. Yeah, okay? For sure.
Two and a half. Let's just compromise here.
So he got a pork cheek. He got the cheeks, the yeeks, if you will. Some would say it's a cake, if you get what I'm saying. And by the way, if you're listening, the shirt, the hoodie that Rejillon is wearing says Moschino across the top, and it's got a teddy bear in what looks like Russian regalia. It's just so gaudy.
I thought it was Roman, but it could be Russian.
Maybe it's Roman. It is Italian, so maybe it is Roman.
Yeah, yeah.
But so the leg, the ham is being held by a very expensive holder. That thing right there is probably worth $200 or $300 on its own. And basically,
what is the hold? Is it called something? I've never. Okay, let's break it down because people who don't know, I don't know this stuff.
I don't know what it is, but basically, you don't eat past the calf, right? So. The reason there's a black foot, so the pata negra is a special kind of ham. It's a special kind of pig. Two black-footed pigs can mate, and they don't guarantee a black-footed pig. Black-footed pigs it's called Iberico here. It's called jabugo in Spain. It's wildly expensive. It cost about $280 a pound here in the U.S.
Yeah.
They only can be hand-sliced, and you have to be like a master to slice it. And based on the slice that he's holding, I can tell you a master sliced it. So I don't know if that guy comes with the ham, right? Because Rejillon's not just going to go at it with a butter knife, right? So black-footed pigs are very special in the fact that they have more fat that surrounds their butt cheeks. So that makes this worth so much more money. And at the end of their life.
That's my type right there.
Right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? it's your birthday. It's your birthday. So for that type of pig, right, they get to free range, whatever they want. And the end of their life, they're fed mostly acorns, olives, and like a different type of diet so that you can actually taste the acorns as you're eating it. Like there's a very gaminess to it. And basically how you eat this ham is you're supposed to rub it on your lips so that you get the oil on your lips and you're supposed to put it on your tongue and let it melt. It actually melts because if it's cut correctly, it melts. Now, here's a real quick story. I went to the Rainbow Room for brunch. Real quick, if you've never been, Rainbow Room is like $200 a person. D, my wife got invited, right? Bobby Flay was sitting next to us. It was wild, right? So in the center of the room is a circle that's cut like a pizza, like pie. And each of those little pie slices is a different type of cuisine. You go around and you pick whatever you want. I get to the Blackfoot ham. And I look around and I said, hey, where's the guy to slice it? And some dude looks at me and goes, nah, man, slice it yourself. And I was like, you gonna let me slice this? And by the way, it is perfect. I can see the line. It's been cut perfectly. I'm like, all right. So I go to try it. I'm not good. I knock off about a really, like, I ruin this ham. I knock off, like, probably about a $350 chunk. And I put that on my plate. And I'm going to eat it like steak, right? Which you're not supposed to do. And somebody goes, whoa, what the fuck are you doing, right? And I was like, the guy said I could cut it myself. That guy almost got fired. I was like, no, I felt bad that I said it. But I'm like, I didn't want to get kicked out. Bobby Flay's like, what happened to your ham? And I'm like, I know, right? Got it myself.
Wow. Okay. Look at this. Look at these pork stories.
All right. So it costs $650 there. It costs like $3,200 here.
I did not know about this fancy Blackfoot pork. but good on Mourinho for following through. And look, and this is, he's turned over a new leaf, you know? Maybe he should have bought, I was going to say he should have bought Pogba a pork, but Pogba's Muslim and does not eat pork.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have worked.
Yeah. Slapped him in the face.
Okay. We didn't get to the Klopp interview. Are we going too long? Should we keep going? Let us know in the chat. Klopp, I mean, should we play the interview? Let me see if, I would like to do that. I didn't have it queued up, but
there was a poll that said, could you finish that meat before Alexis? And Neymar voted. Yeah, no, I'm joking.
okay. This, the interview's 8 minutes. So
yeah, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that, but, I'll go to it, very quickly. Just so people know exactly what we're talking about. This was on.
While you're doing that, I'll mention this real quick because we're not going to go into it. But Marseille, Olympique de Marseille, the soccer team, has started their own rap label, OM Records.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, can we drop bars? Is that what this is? We actually have a friend who's a part of it, you know, Devin Lowow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's involved in it somehow. That's how I found out.
In music, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, dude, I mean, think about this, right? Clubs like Juventus are like, we're going to be a fashion brand. Marseille's like, we're going to drop battle bars, my G.
Okay, in French, all right?
You fuck your fashion-ass brand.
Yo, English is so 90s, bro. We're done with that.
Yo, we just signed Lil Panenka.
Oh, yeah, put in the chat. What's some good rap names for soccer rap names?
Let's go, right? No Nutmeg, right? We already got a dog. We already got a dog named
yeah.
Nutmeg.
Yeah, Lil Panenka.
Young Red Card.
What else do we got? Black and yellow.
Or okay.
Just black and yellow card.
There you go.
Okay. What do we got?
Some architect, but this is a soccer show, right?
It's a soccer rap show. Okay, we're pivoting,
and we talk mostly pork, head trauma, and rap. We didn't even get to the Klopp interview.
Yeah, the Klopp interview. We'll get, so yeah, people. I'll play it while people are coming up with some soccer rap names. We'll read them. We'll give you a shout out. So please.
Well, let's not play the whole thing.
We're not gonna play the whole thing. I'll just get to a couple some lines in here. This is already 2 minutes in. Let's see where he's at.
He doesn't like that. I know that, but that's it.
And James Milner, hamstring, is it?
Yeah, congratulations.
Not me personally.
Oh, no. Oh. You better work for them, yeah. Hamstring. Surprise. And they had injuries as well because of tough time. But ask Chris Wilder how we can avoid that.
Well, maybe you're firing at the wrong target.
Okay, so obviously he is talking about the game against Brighton, right? Which is this game ended 1-1 and there was a controversial penalty. That's really what it is. So I think the Lil PK, Uncle Tifo. Okay, I love these.
Uncle Tifo is hilarious.
Uncle Tifo is really good. He's talking about post game. So there have been a couple issues, right? There's Liverpool have a bunch of injuries. Obviously, the high.
Some architect said Lil Wayne Rooney.
Hilarious.
Wayne F. Rooney. Please say to Rooney.
he basically the bulk of the interview and a lot of the controversy is really about him hoping. Him wanting more subs, right? It's like fixture congestion and dealing with all these injuries and wishing that Premier League still had five subs during the lockdown. And
he's right, but I don't know what the issue is because he said 14 teams voted yes, and Brighton's manager was one of the Brighton. Brighton's manager was one of the people who voted no. Because he thought it would give an advantage to the bigger clubs.
Yeah.
But he's like, it's about protecting the players. It's not just about the bigger clubs. And which I get. I get both sides of it, but I'm with Klopp.
We had this conversation before. You want the five subs. I was saying the same thing about fairness, and I think it would be too imbalanced. But to Klopp's point about the, you know, protecting the players, I understand that. But the problem I have here is that and this is my I'm just conjecture, but just I'm speculating. I don't know, but I feel that Klopp would not be saying anything if his team was winning. They are not winning the games that they would have won like last year. They're getting more draws, and it's frustrating. And this is why I feel is like the catalyst of these complaints.
I think it's also because Des Kelly was the interviewer. It seems like they're kind of going after Klopp a little more. You know, like they're not letting him be the happy-go-lucky, get away with saying, you know, something slightly disrespectful, but, you know, because it's Klopp, it's cool.
He got a little
went after him.
A little tiff, you know?
Yeah.
He was mad about the schedule, about the timing of the game. He said he felt that the game was too early, and he was mad at the broadcasters and basically the reporters. Like, we don't decide when the games get played. Like, you agree when the times of the games, or the Premier League or the FA, then they sort all of that out. It's like, you don't be mad at us.
He doesn't want to play early games during the week.
He didn't want to play early games after a midweek game. Like, he shouldn't. They shouldn't have to be the first game after already playing a midweek game. Look,
imagine Klopp managed during the MLS's back tournament, 9 a.m. He just straight up duff. He would just punch the interview in the face. Why would you push Jillian Sackovitz?
How dare you?
She's America's sweetheart.
So look, this is a
saw 1706, but 50 sep for sep ladder.
Big Daddy Wayne. Oh, that's a good one. From Nick Lage. I love that one.
Snoop Poggy Pogba's? No, he put Snoop Pog. Uncle Tifo won the poll. Absolutely.
Uncle Tifo's a good one. Okay. So that's pretty much it, everybody. Let's take a last look at the Premier League table. Tottenham is up there. They're up on goal differential. Liverpool's in second. Everton lost to Leeds. Speaking of that game, Jack Harrison nearly scored like twice, two, three times. He was burning Everton up.
Dude, he was looking good.
He really was. And they ended up winning on it was just a great goal. Maybe some poor defending, but whatever. Everton had a couple chances, didn't put them away. It's unfortunate. Lucas Digne is out. He's going to be out for a couple months. Seamus Coleman, like our outside backs are just, they're not used to that, playing that position. I think they have that guy Ben, I think Godfrey or something like that. And I think he's more of a center back. And I'm not exactly sure where he seems like a good player, but not. He's new to the team and doesn't know. I love this. Thumb Architects. Red Cardi B.
There it is. I laughed. I was like, let me let Christian finish the sentence. But Red Cardi B is fucking amazing.
Very, very good. Thank
Especially
you.
If you know anything about Cardi B, she'll love that. Let's just say.
Okay.
Nick Leishman put too short Lanzini. That's just disrespectful to Lanzini.
So that's pretty much it, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in. If you're listening to this podcast, again, we appreciate it. Leave a review on iTunes. And also, we do have, if you're watching on Twitch, you can see the new Cooligan scarf that is available right now on thevolleyapparel.com. Go pick one up. Go to onthevolleyapparel.com/Cooligans and pick up a scarf. It's right there in the chat as well. It is.
And don't forget the patch as well. Pick up a patch while you're there as well for Daryl.
That's right. I will do that as well. I don't know if we haven't really mentioned. I think we mentioned it when it was at 500. So obviously the patch for Daryl Grove that we are part of making with, we literally working with Daryl's wife with Taylor from Total Soccer Show on the volleyball.
We just had a baby.
Just had a baby. Congrats.
Yeah. Congratulations, Taylor. Lil Revy.
Taylor and Margaret.
Yeah.
There's a new baby around, the baby girl. We're excited about it. So congrats to them. So
Revy Rockwell. Double R.
You love
like a Rolls Royce right there. Oh, I got to get her a Rolls Royce chain.
Okay, yeah, just that's in Alexis's budget now.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a fake one, you know. Kid, don't worry, you'll turn green.
Let me get the link for that, and that's as well.
But it's amazing. We've had over 1,000 pre-orders.
1,100. The last number I heard was 1,092 patches.
Incredible. And we can't stress enough how all of that money goes to Shannon O'Neill, Daryl's wife. All of that money, all of it.
Yes, to help cover the medical bills for Daryl. And obviously, we love and miss Daryl. And we're just trying to do something.
And don't think about the URL that says Cooligans OTVA collab racer back tank top.
It's definitely the patch. It was just, the link is up and it was too late to change. Too many people. Honestly, we thought. We only planned for 300. We did not expect that much support. You know, 300 is still a lot, and it still raises a lot of money. But this has just been breathtaking. It's so cool. So pick one up.
And if you've already bought one, or maybe you can't afford one, and that's fine. We completely understand. Just do me a favor. Share it. Send it to your friends. Text your friends. Or just post it on your social media. Ask some people to share it out. Do whatever you can to help get the word out, because there's a lot of TSS fans and there's a lot of Cooligans fans who probably don't know about this patch yet. And there's a lot of people who maybe they're, you know, Richmond Kickers fans or something of that nature, Wolverhampton fans that need to know about it. Golo Ronco said, racer back tank top, put it on Alexis. Again, only on a golf course, and you got to go to my OnlyFans. But and speaking of Daryl, there's a lot of people that may want to buy a patch. There's a couple clubs that have reached out. And said, hey, we want to put the patch on our jersey for this season coming up, stuff like that. So there it is, the hello and welcome. It's got the Wolverhampton-like shape, you know, shouts to Wolverhampton, don't sue us. And again, it's all the money goes to his wife to help pay the medical bills, which are coming in hard and fast, unfortunately.
And the speaking of Wolves, they won against Arsenal on Daryl's birthday.
Yeah, they released a dope video.
And Yes, that was really, really cool. Yeah, Wolves did that. You can see it. I think Total Soccer Show retweeted it. We retweeted it. It's absolutely beautiful. Just a really cool thing that they did.
It's
they
breathtaking.
Daryl's picture on the big screen at the stadium.
But they shot a whole video to go along with it.
Yeah, it's really
the
really
fans cool. Chanting, and they put the message up, and you know, their whole thing is about, you know, all for one, the whole pack thing, and pack of one, and the whole nine. And man, they've really fucking kept a word with that. And it's been amazing. And so many British fans who didn't know of TSS were just like, oh, you know, he must have been great. Look at the outpour of love. Like, even they're recognizing from the way we've reacted on social media that Daryl must have been a very special person to all of us. So it's been amazing to see. And thank you so much. I don't know if anyone from Wolves is watching or listening, but thank you. What you've done has meant the world to myself and to Christian, and more importantly, to Daryl's family.
Yeah. And there was a cool, I saw there was a tweet that we got from Daryl's brother, I believe Andy, I believe is his name, saying that Wolves beat Arsenal for the first time since 1976 something like that, which is the year Daryl was born. And it's just crazy. So I just feel like Daryl
had to be Arsenal, right? There was no one else. When was the last time they beat Everton?
Make sure Alexis you know, celebrates my birthday the right way. Pick up a patch if you want to support. Don't hesitate. Share it if you already got one or can't afford it. And I know there's been a bunch of people that just bought a bunch to donate. So if you can't afford the patch but want one, we'll have a couple to give away. Because a bunch of people, some people bought like 20, 30. And they're just like, hey, can you just give mine away? Just been incredible. Golo Blanco just said, Daryl trolling Alexis one last time. He'd love it.
He would have absolutely loved it. And I got to be honest, I love it.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you hear a sink, that is my girlfriend washing a dish, washing her hands. Who knows? Anyway, thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate it. Everybody listening, yes, follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccerhooligans. Help us get to 700 followers. We're having a great time on there. And that's as a parting gift. Let's see how Nutmeg is doing. Nutmeg is not even there.
Nutmeg disappeared, dude. There's a grappling hook.
There we go. Here it is. I found him.
He's
right next to me. So everybody, thank you.
Dude,
so
he's huge.
Thank you so much for tuning in here on Twitch, the Twitch chat. We had a great time. Thank you for all the rap names. That was dope too. All the soccer rap names. You tweet at us, and if you come up with any others. So Robert from LA said, "When is the next FIFA stream, Christian?" I think I'm gonna do weekend league. Maybe. Maybe it's Friday or Saturday. I don't know. Who knows? Who has the time?
I'm going to go buy FIFA 21.
Yeah, so. We should probably get it at some point. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. So let us end the show the way we normally do. Put it in the chat. With that said, thank you for tuning in to another Prem Show. My name is Christian Polanco.
And I'm Alexis Guerrero-Rose.
And Nutmeg, together, what are we?
The Cooligans!